For the first time, scientists say they may have seen a black hole swallow up a neutron star. The two massive objects have never before been observed together. The scientists, who are based out of LIGO, a gravitational wave observatory at MIT, and Virgo, also captured the sound of gravitational waves from two massive objects spiraling toward each other. It's one you may remember from 2015 when they first recorded the phenomena. Joining me now to explain what it really means is news editor for Sky and Telescope magazine, Monica Young. Monica, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So LIGO and Virgo are scanning the skies looking for gravitational waves to make these observations. Will you explain both what gravitational waves are and how they're detected?
Yeah, absolutely. So to kind of begin at the beginning, to say what gravitational waves are, you first have to know that about 100 years ago, Einstein totally changed how we think about gravity. So his theory of general relativity says that a massive object bends both space and time, and it's that bending of space-time that we call gravity. So any massive body that's moving through space-time is going to create these ripples that we in space-time that we call gravitational waves. I was just going to give an analogy just so you can kind of picture it in your head a little bit better. If you put two bowling balls on a trampoline is kind of the standard picture that we use to visualize this. If you're bowling, each bowling bar is some massive object, let's say it's a star or something, and you start moving those bowling balls around each other so that they're circling each other, that's going to kind of cause these ripples in the fabric of the trampoline, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of the ripples that we're seeing with these gravitational waves.
And thank you for that explanation. So I want to talk about what scientists believe they saw. First is a crash between two neutron stars, just very significant. Scientists have made these possible observations, also potentially a neutron star colliding with a black hole in a separate detection. Sort of explain for our listeners exactly why this is a big deal.
Yeah, so, I mean, the reason gravitational waves are so neat is that they basically give us this new window onto the universe. It's kind of like if you have just been given the gift of hearing. If you've always seen waterfalls and then you're suddenly able to hear, you have this whole new dimension that you're able to use to understand, you know, how waterfalls happen. And so it's the same kind of thing is happening here. Now that we can see these gravitational waves coming to us from these neutron star mergers and from these from the black hole swallowing a neutron star, we can better understand what's happening on the insides of these neutron stars, and we can get a better idea of what's we can't see inside a black hole, unfortunately, but we can see what's right around the event horizon, that kind of point of no return that defines the edge of a black hole.
Now, LIGO and Virgo went offline back in 2017, in part to make improvements. But back in 2017, the detectors picked up two neutron stars colliding in gravitational waves. That was a major first. And then a few weeks ago, it captured this first image of the supermassive black hole, if you remember from a couple weeks back. Do you think we're getting any closer to understanding black holes and how they relate to Einstein's theory of relativity?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the advances that we're making in technology are enabling us to test Einstein's theory of general relativity better and better. And relativity is basically where the theory of black holes comes about. Black holes are basically like if you took that bowling ball in the center of the trampoline and you just pulled it all the way down to infinity, that's kind of how you can picture black holes. They're almost like holes in the fabric of space-time. Being able to study gravitational waves from these regions where it's very, very strong gravity, we can put Einstein's general relativity to the test. And so far, general relativity has passed every test we've thrown at it with flying colors. But at some point, it has to break down because at the center of a black hole is that singularity. And general relativity can't explain that singularity. Hopefully, as the technology continues to advance, we're going to be able to get a better understanding. Keep testing general relativity and get a better understanding of it.
And if that technology does advance, what's next? What are you hoping to learn?
Well, I think the neat things that are going to be happening, so LIGO and Virgo, those are the two sets of detectors that are looking at gravitational waves. They just went online in April, and they're going to be going through till next April. And they've already detected so many events. So before we were seeing like maybe an event a month of these gravitational waves, and now we're seeing, so far we have five candidate events. They haven't been fully vetted yet. But five candidates within just the past month. And so within the next year, we're going to be learning, we're going to be able to study not just individual events, but we're going to be able to study neutron stars and black holes, like as populations, these mergers between these objects. And then hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, we might actually be able to find different types of sources. So black hole and neutron star mergers are kind of the bread and butter for LIGO and Virgo. But they might be able to detect supernova explosions, spinning neutron stars, and there might even be, you know, totally new exotic objects out there for them to detect.
Oh, that's very exciting. That's Monica Young, news editor for Sky and Telescope magazine. Monica, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.